Today we'll be talking about the South African Solar Car Development Foundation with the owner and director of the Sasol Solar Challenge and now founder and director of the SASCDAF, Mr. Robert Walker. Mr. Walker, what is the SASCDAF?
So it stands for the South African Solar Car Development Foundation. And it's basically a NPO that we put together to help fast-track new and upcoming solar car projects in both high schools and universities, and as well as other tertiary institutions.
Now, what spurred the development of this foundation?
What spurred it was the last Sasol Solar Challenge that we just hosted. And we had so many schools and tertiary institutions contacting us, asking about starting a solar car team. And what we realized is that we needed to create a central repository where, you know, people could go to get the right information, because if they look at it, it seems like you're scaling Mount Everest, and sometimes people just don't know where to start. So the idea was to start this foundation where we could provide people, the first step was just access to information, where you can get a how-to guide and a manual and a how do I start my team. And then as we grow it, bring in funders, so corporates who would like to realize the tax benefits of donating to a non-profit organization, as well as partners, so product partners who can actually donate the right materials or even give our team a place to go. So if they're looking for the right components, that they can actually phone somebody who says, yes, I know about this, I understand what solar cars need, and this is what you need. Because often people, they look at this massive project ahead of them and they just don't know where to start, and then they don't get started. And then we don't start a number of solar car projects in the country. So that's really the main driver.
Now, how will the foundation lead to the development of sustainable mobility?
So the underlying principle is that engineers, students who participate in solar car projects, they come out being much more valuable to industry, because they not only have the theoretical knowledge of, you know, battery management systems or energy management or how to create, you know, manage energy systems, but they're now, from being involved in a solar car project, and some could be as long as 6-7 years if they start in high school, they actually have the practical experience to back up that theoretical knowledge. So they've been able to build projects, they've tested them, they've broken them, they've seen their ideas work, and probably more importantly, they've seen their ideas fail. And so that's where we believe is that we're going to bridge the skills gap in South Africa at the moment that's needed for industry to bring in large-scale manufacturing into the EV sector, because what's really required is a crop of engineers coming out on a constant basis, not just, you know, once-off, but every year producing a good crop of engineers who understand practically what it takes to manage a battery, what it means to find that perfect balancing point and the search for efficiency. And those engineers can only really come from people who participate in solar car projects, because they've built it, they've tested it, they've learned about it, and they have the real practical experience behind it. And what we've seen overseas in other countries that have started manufacturing EVs is that solar car engineers are the first and foremost, and they're at the front of the line. So South Africa wants to play a part in this move to renewable mobility. We have to start creating a crop of engineers who can take us forward.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I think from my side, it was just to encourage people who would like to be involved, both donors, sponsors, and or even just teams. Go and look for the website, go and search it, go download the material. And just to encourage people, you know, starting a solar car project isn't as big an undertaking as maybe some people believe it is. And we would like to encourage as many people as possible to start their solar car projects in their high schools or tertiary institutions around South Africa.
Thank you very much, Mr. Walker. It was great having you for the interview.
Fantastic. Thank you for the time. Appreciate it.